All right, let's plunge headfirst into a topic that most people try to avoid thinking about: plumbing emergencies.
Yeah.
We've got a whole stack of advice here from Australian plumbing companies, and believe me, this is stuff you're going to want to know.
Right.
Because really, who wants to be dealing with like a burst pipe at 3 in the morning?
Nobody. It's definitely not a fun experience. And the thing is, a lot of these plumbing nightmares could be avoided if you know what to look for.
Yeah. Okay, so before we get into all the specifics of different scenarios, let's just sort of set the scene. What actually makes a plumbing problem an emergency? Like, what's the difference between a minor annoyance and call the plumber right now?
Right. Well, a true plumbing emergency is any situation that puts your health or safety or your property at immediate risk.
Okay.
So we're talking about things like a burst pipe that you can't turn off, or a major sewage leak, or anything involving gas. In those cases, you need to act fast.
Okay, so the kind of stuff that really sends shivers down your spine. What about those problems that are more of a slow burn? So let's say you've got a dripping faucet. Is that an emergency?
Well, it might not seem like a major crisis,
Right.
but ignoring a dripping faucet is like letting a tiny leak in your boat.
Right.
Eventually, it can sink the whole ship. You know, that little drip can waste gallons of water, lead to mold growth, and even cause structural damage if it's left unchecked.
Wow, I never thought about it like that.
Yeah.
So even those seemingly minor issues can snowball into big problems. Speaking of big problems, let's talk about one that's well, kind of hard to stomach: blocked drains.
Oh, yeah. And it's not just the ick factor either. When it's a blocked sewer main, we're talking about everything backing up into your house.
I think I'll pass on the visual, but I am curious what actually causes those massive blockages.
Well, you'd be surprised how often it comes down to flushing things that don't belong in the toilet.
Okay.
Things like flushable wipes.
Right.
They're often the culprit. They don't break down like toilet paper, and they can combine with grease and fat to create these monster blockages called fatbergs.
Fatbergs, what?
We're talking about masses that can weigh tons and require heavy machinery to remove.
Tons, seriously. I had no idea it could get that bad.
Oh, it can get pretty epic. There are stories of fatbergs clogging entire sewer systems. It's a stark reminder to be mindful of what we're sending down our drains.
Yeah, good reminder. And speaking of things that we don't want backing up, let's talk about another common plumbing nightmare: blocked toilets.
Ah, yes, the dreaded overflowing toilet. Not just the mess you have to deal with, but there's potential for serious water damage, especially if it overflows for a while. And let's not forget about the overflow relief gully outside. You know that pipe that sticks up near your downpipe?
Yeah.
That can back up too.
Okay, that's one detail I did not know. So it's not just what's inside the house we need to worry about.
Exactly. Water damage can spread quickly and affect multiple areas.
All right, moving on from things that back up to things that, well, burst. Our sources highlighted burst pipes and those flexible hoses, you know, the ones connected to sinks and toilets, as major troublemakers.
Absolutely. Those hoses might seem small, but they're under constant pressure, and when they fail, it can be like someone turned on a fire hydrant in your house.
Yeah, I've heard some horror stories about the amount of damage a burst flexi hose can cause. It's amazing how quickly things can go wrong.
And here's something most people don't realize. Those flexi hoses actually have expiry dates printed right on them.
Wait, seriously, expiry dates on hoses?
Just like food, they degrade over time. And ignoring those dates is like playing Russian roulette with your plumbing.
That's a revelation.
So next time you're in your bathroom or under your kitchen sink, take a close look at those hoses, and if you see an expiry date that's passed, it's time for a replacement.
Noted. Okay, let's talk about another potential burst situation: the trusty hot water heater.
Ah, yes. A failing hot water heater can be a real pain, and often there are warning signs before it goes kaput. Keep an eye out for things like fluctuating water temperature, strange odors, or even discolored water. Those are all clues that something might be amiss.
And what happens if the heater actually bursts? What does that look like?
Imagine this. You're getting ready for work, you hop in the shower, and suddenly there's a loud bang and water starts pouring through the ceiling.
Okay, that's a pretty terrifying image. What should you do in that situation? I mean, besides panicking.
Well, first and foremost, safety first.
Okay.
If there's any chance of electrical issues because of the water, get everyone out of the house immediately. Then locate your main water shutoff valve and turn it off. Knowing where that valve is and how to use it is plumbing 101.
It's amazing how many people don't know where their main shutoff valve is.
Right.
That's definitely something everyone should learn.
Absolutely. It can be the difference between a minor inconvenience and a major disaster.
Okay, so we've got safety covered, the water's turned off. What's next?
Well, at that point, it's time to call in the professionals.
Right.
A burst hot water heater is not a DIY job. You'll need a plumber to assess the damage, make repairs, and potentially install a new unit.
Makes sense. And speaking of situations where you definitely need a professional, Let's not forget about gas leaks.
Right. Gas leaks are nothing to mess around with. They can be incredibly dangerous, and you need to act fast. If you smell gas, evacuate your home immediately and call both the gas company and a licensed plumber.
Can't emphasize enough how important it is to take gas leaks seriously. And while we're on the topic of safety, having working carbon monoxide detectors in your home is absolutely crucial.
Yes, they can be lifesavers in situations where there's a gas leak or improper ventilation.
Right.
Think of them as your silent guardians against invisible danger.
Okay, so we've covered some of the big hitters in the world of plumbing emergencies, blocked drains, burst pipes, and the dreaded gas leak. But here's one that might not seem as obvious: a leaky roof.
You're right, it might not seem like a plumbing issue at first glance. But a leaky roof can definitely lead to some serious plumbing problems down the road. All that water seeping into your house can cause mold growth, damage your insulation, and even create electrical hazards if it gets into wiring.
So even though it starts as a roof problem, that water can wreak havoc on your entire plumbing system.
Exactly. It's a reminder that everything in our homes is connected in ways we might not always realize.
Yeah, it's like a delicate ecosystem. Disrupt one part and the whole thing can be thrown out of whack. And speaking of keeping things in balance, I think it's clear that prevention is key when it comes to plumbing emergencies. Throughout this discussion, we've touched on some preventative measures, but let's recap those really quick.
Sounds good. First and foremost, regular inspections are crucial.
Okay.
Think of it like going to the dentist for a checkup. You want to catch those potential problems early before they turn into root canals.
Okay, so what exactly should we be inspecting?
Start with your visible pipes.
Okay.
Both inside and outside your house. Look for any signs of corrosion, leaks, or cracks. Pay extra attention to areas where pipes connect or change direction, as those are common weak points.
Makes sense. What about those flexi hoses we talked about earlier, the ones with the expiry dates?
Those definitely need regular checks as well. Look for any kinks, rust, or signs of wear and tear. And remember, those expiry dates are not suggestions, they're warnings. Replace them accordingly.
All right, pipes and hoses checked. What else?
Your roof is another important area to inspect, especially after storms or heavy winds. Look for missing or damaged shingles and check for any signs of leaks around vents, chimneys, or skylights.
So it's all about being observant and looking for those subtle clues that something might be amiss.
Exactly. And while you're inspecting, remember what we talked about earlier, be mindful of what goes down your drains.
Right. No flushing those fleckable wipes, even if they claim to be safe for plumbing.
Exactly. They often don't break down properly and can contribute to those dreaded fatbergs we discussed earlier.
Right. And speaking of things that shouldn't go down the drain, let's talk about grease and fat.
Yes. Pouring grease and fat down the sink is a recipe for a blocked drain. It might seem like it goes down easily when it's hot, but as it cools, it solidifies and clings to the inside of your pipes, eventually creating a stubborn blockage.
So what's the best way to dispose of grease and fat?
Let it cool and solidify, then scrape it into a container and dispose of it in your trash.
Okay, that's a simple but effective solution.
Another simple preventative measure is insulating exposed pipes, especially in colder climates. Frozen pipes can burst and cause major damage, so a little insulation can go a long way.
And of course, we can't forget about that all-important main water shutoff valve. Knowing where it is and how to turn it off can save you from a lot of water damage in an emergency.
Absolutely. It's one of those things you hope you never have to use, but you'll be glad you know where it is if you ever do.
So much good advice already. I feel like I'm learning so much, but we've covered a lot of ground in this first part of our plumbing emergency deep dive, and I think it's time to take a little breather.
I agree. We've thrown a lot of information at you, and it's important to digest it all.
We'll be back in part two to dive even deeper into what to do when those plumbing nightmares become a reality, how to choose the right plumber, and some bonus tips and resources. Stay tuned. Welcome back to our plumbing emergency deep dive. In part one, we talked about all sorts of potential plumbing disasters. You know, burst pipes, blocked drains, the works. But now I'm curious, what do you actually do when one of these plumbing nightmares happens? What are the steps to take?
That's a great question. And I think the first and most important thing is to stay calm.
Right.
I know it's easier said than done when you've got water gushing everywhere or a toilet that's threatening to erupt, but panicking won't make the situation.
Yeah, I can definitely see myself freaking out in those moments.
Yeah.
But okay, I'm taking a deep breath, trying to channel my inner Zen master. What's next?
If it's safe to do so, try to contain the problem.
Okay.
If there's a leak, see if you can turn off the water supply to that specific fixture, you know, like the little valve under the sink or behind the toilet. And if you can't isolate the leak, you might have to bite the bullet and turn off the main water supply to your house.
Okay, contain the damage. Got it. What's next?
Next, call a licensed plumber. Seriously, this is not the time to try your hand at DIY plumbing, especially if you're not experienced.
Right.
You could end up making things worse or even putting yourself in danger.
So resist the urge to be a hero and let the pros handle it. Makes sense. But while I'm waiting for the plumber to arrive, is there anything else I can do to minimize the damage?
Absolutely. If it's safe, try to protect your belongings. Move furniture and valuables away from the affected area to prevent water damage. You can also lay down towels or plastic sheeting to absorb water and protect your floors.
Great tips. So contain the problem, protect your stuff, and call a plumber. What about choosing a plumber? It seems like there are a million options out there, and when you're in a panic, it's hard to know where to turn.
You're right, it can be overwhelming. The key is to do your research before you need one. Ask for recommendations from friends, family, or neighbors. Check online reviews to see what other people are saying about different plumbers in your area.
So word of mouth and online sleuthing are good starting points. What else should I be looking for in a plumber?
First and foremost, make sure they're licensed and insured.
Okay.
That way you're protected if anything goes wrong. You also want to make sure they have experience in handling emergencies. Some plumbers specialize in certain areas, so you want to make sure you're getting the right person for the job.
Okay, licensed, insured, and experienced. What about cost? I know emergency plumbing calls can be expensive, and I don't want to get ripped off.
You're right to be concerned about cost. A reputable plumber will be transparent about their pricing. Don't be afraid to ask for a detailed breakdown of cost before any work begins. They should be able to give you an estimate that includes labor, materials, and any after-hours or emergency fees.
So get everything in writing before they even touch a wrench. That's good advice. Anything else I should keep in mind?
Don't be afraid to ask questions. A good plumber will be happy to explain the problem, the solution, and the costs involved. They should be able to communicate clearly and answer any questions you have in a way that you understand.
Yeah. It seems like communication is key in so many aspects of life, and plumbing's no exception. So we've talked about preventing plumbing emergencies, and now we've covered what to do when those emergencies happen. But is there anything else people should know? Any insider tips or tricks that can make this whole process less stressful?
I think one of the best things you can do is familiarize yourself with your own plumbing system. Knowing where your main water shutoff valve is and how to turn off the water supply to individual fixtures can save you a lot of headaches in an emergency.
That's a great point. It's like knowing basic first aid for your house.
Exactly. And another tip is to have a reliable plumber's contact information readily available. Put it in your phone, stick it on the fridge, write it on a piece of paper, and keep it in your wallet. Whatever works for you. That way you're not scrambling to find someone when you're in the middle of a plumbing crisis.
It's like having an emergency contact for your house.
Exactly. And while we're on the topic of preparation, it's not a bad idea to have a basic plumbing toolkit on hand.
Okay.
It doesn't have to be anything fancy. Just a few essential tools like a wrench, a plunger, and some plumber's tape can come in handy for those minor fixes that you can handle yourself.
So know your plumbing, have a plumber on speed dial, and be prepared to handle those small issues yourself.
Exactly. A little bit of knowledge and preparedness can go a long way in preventing those plumbing nightmares from turning into full-blown disasters.
All right, we've given our listeners a lot to digest in this second part of our deep dive, but before we wrap up, any final thoughts or words of wisdom you want to share?
I think the most important takeaway is that plumbing emergencies happen to everyone. It's not a matter of if, would, when. But by being proactive, informed, and prepared, you can minimize the stress, damage, and expense associated with these inevitable plumbing hiccups.
Great advice. It's like you said earlier, knowledge is power, and that's especially true when it comes to keeping our homes running smoothly. But now it's time for us to take another little breather.
Indeed, we've covered a lot of ground, and there's still more to explore.
We'll be back in part three with some additional resources and tips for navigating the sometimes overwhelming world of plumbing. Stay tuned.
Welcome back, Deep Divers. We've spent the last two parts of this deep dive wading through the murky waters of plumbing emergencies, from burst pipes to blocked drains. We've really seen it all. But before we flesh this topic completely, I thought it would be helpful to share some extra resources and tips. It's like having a life raft in case you ever find yourself drowning in plumbing problems.
I like that analogy. And you're absolutely right. There's a wealth of information out there that can help you navigate the world of plumbing.
So where do we start? What are some go-to resources for people who want to become more plumbing savvy?
Well, for starters, most reputable plumbing companies have informative blog and articles on their websites.
Okay.
They often cover common plumbing problems, preventative tips, and even DIY advice for those minor repairs that you might be able to tackle yourself.
So think of those plumbing company websites as a first aid kit for your plumbing woes. Exactly. And don't underestimate the power of online forums and community groups.
Right.
There are tons of online communities dedicated to home improvement, and you can usually find threads dedicated to plumbing issues. Connecting with other homeowners who face similar challenges can provide real-world insights and even recommendations for local plumbers.
It's like having a virtual neighborhood watch for your plumbing. And speaking of virtual resources, what about social media?
Social media can be a surprisingly helpful resource for plumbing information. A lot of plumbing companies are active on platforms like Facebook and Instagram, sharing tips, answering questions, and even offering special promotions.
So it's worth giving those plumbing companies a follow.
Absolutely. You might learn something new, and you might even snag a deal on your next plumbing service.
Okay, so we've got plumbing company websites, online forums, and social media. Any other resources we should have on our radar?
If you prefer a more personalized approach, consider reaching out to your local plumbing supply store. They often have knowledgeable staff who can answer questions, provide advice, and even recommend reputable plumbers in your area.
It's like having a plumbing concierge service right in your neighborhood. But sometimes, even with all the information in the world, it's reassuring to have a trusted expert on hand.
I couldn't agree more. Don't hesitate to schedule a consultation with a licensed plumber to assess your home's plumbing system, identify potential issues, and provide tailored recommendations for preventative maintenance.
It's like having a plumbing guardian angel watching over your pipes.
Precisely. And remember, a little investment in preventative care can save you a lot of stress, money, and potential water damage down the line.
Well said. It seems like we've reached the end of our plumbing emergency deep dive. We've explored the depths of this often overlooked part of our homes and emerged with a toolbox of knowledge and resources to keep those plumbing nightmares at bay.
We've empowered you to be proactive, informed, and prepared for those inevitable plumbing challenges that life throws our way.
So as we bid farewell to this watery adventure, we leave you with one final thought to ponder. What small step can you take today to prevent a plumbing emergency in your own home?
Until next time, happy plumbing.